Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore live show. It is Saturday night, and we're back again. As always, this is Nerd Chicano here to host the show along with our wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Saturday evening.
3:36, and we're here to talk about the show, about the talking teddy bear that likes to smoke pot.
Hey.
And tells Thunder to fuck off.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Along with other things, but...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. As you can tell, guys, I'm sounding a little better.
Wish I had a Thunder buddy. Raul was my Thunder buddy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick.
You better you can suck my dick.
But yeah, man. Doing a little better. I'm doing better.
You're getting better.
Yeah. Not entirely dead. Not like Thursday. Thursday
Jesus
was
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that Glengarry Glen Ross, like If y'all want to just feel depressed for a day, just go listen to Glengarry Glen Ross's role struggles to breathe.
Yeah.
And I struggle to host.
Yeah, Thursday was rough. Thursday
was that rough. One we might have should have been like, let's just do it tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, but you know I'm stubborn like that. So I was like, nah, bro, we fucking doing this shit.
Can't say anything. I had COVID into the show, so.
Yeah. But I don't know if you were going through it like me.
No. My COVID symptoms luckily aren't like horrendous like other people's.
Yeah, man. But that was interesting. That was rough. But before we can get into the review, Brad, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
I fucking hate snow. I hate ice. There's a reason I live in this warm state. This is not the reason. I fell on my ass twice within the span of like 3 feet. Ended up doing the splits and causing my knee to scrape open and just bleed everywhere. So that was a pleasant morning to fucking wake up to.
So yeah, I was like, Brad messages me like, I'm not even fully awake yet. It was like,
dude, I was like,
you know what? I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna look at this later. And I'm like, maybe you fucking felt he had Crocs on. I'm like, why the fuck would you go outside with Crocs?
Because there was literally like 1 inch of snow on the ground. It was still snowing, but there was like 1 inch of snow and it wasn't even that cold. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then like there was just this patch of ice that got me. And I'm just like, you son of a bitch. And it was when I was taking all the dogs out. And so I go and fall and all the dogs just come over and me like, why are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you on the ground?
Yep.
Seems like a silly place to be. As I writhe in pain and just my knees bleeding everywhere.
Yep. So when I fell on ice.
That. Jesus Christ, you'll get the taste for blood and try to kill me.
Yeah. When I fell on the ice, I fucking what's it called? Slipped and I was like fell on my back.
Well, I did the first time. So I fell on my back. Luckily I didn't hit my head on anything. I had like two jackets on, so it's good. But then like literally like 3 feet after I fucking slid again, and that's when I ended up doing the splits, and then my knee just fucking just right on concrete. And it was like, because you know how white men are, we go out and we have like we're bundled up at the top, but then we have shorts, just wear shorts out because of our Norwegian blood.
Yep,
our Viking blood, like I don't feel anything below the waist.
Nope.
And I paid for that one, so.
Yep, you learned today, huh?
You gonna learn today, said God.
Yep.
And this was why I say God, Jesus doesn't want me for a sunbeam, and God finds me too entertaining to take. Yep.
Yep. But you did get some wings out of it, right?
I ordered wings yesterday. We got the 20-pack Buffalo Wild Wing because, you know, Super Bowl. Got a good deal going on. And so I got 3 of the dry rubs. On the 20 wings, just because I never had them. And so I ate 10 of those yesterday. I ate 10 for lunch. So, yeah, I was feeling all right. Although, I don't know what it is with the fast food places around my area. They keep forgetting goddamn shit. So my wife went to Sonic one time. It's a hamburger chain for people who don't know what that is. And she literally tells them 2 burgers. And for some reason, they only gave a burger. And so I had this, and you know, it's a small burger. So I had like one small burger. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, really? Fuck them. And then with this order, you know, you can do the online order. Well, I put like ranch, blue cheese and all that. They didn't have no ranch, no blue cheese. Luckily, we had ranch in the fridge. So I'm just like, because honestly, with the dry rub, they're dry as fuck. But you need the ranch or the blue cheese.
Yep. Stacey says 20 wings somehow forgot the chicken.
You know, I don't know what it is. They're adult chicken nuggets, so they're probably not even chicken. They're probably the pink goo that McDonald's has. But yeah, you know, but I will say the Chipotle barbecue, that one's pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, so you ate 10 yesterday and you ate 10 today?
Yeah.
Bastard, did fucking Brenda not get to eat any or what?
She didn't want any.
Oh.
Yeah. So because she usually gets the buffalo chicken wrap. And okay. So I was like, do you want me to order you the buffalo chicken wrap? She's like, nah, I got a meal at home and some, like, I think she had some like kimchi fried rice or something she had got at work. And okay, so she just had that. So I did ask her if she wanted me to order, but no, I had.
What the fuck, man? You left your wife with nothing?
My wife does not get to eat in my house. She has to get her own goddamn food at work.
You're like,
or whatever we get at the grocery store. When we eat out, only I eat out.
Yep. That's an alpha male. That's...
You have water or tea.
That's fucking hilarious.
Make me a sandwich.
I was like, what the fuck, man? You just
be kind of fucked up. But no, and she got one of my, she tried the Chipotle barbecue rub and the desert heat rub. And she didn't really like them. So she did get some of the wings out of it. But for the most part, the rubs weren't bad. They're like way low on the calorie scale. But if you're going to get one, I'd say get the Chipotle barbecue.
Oh, man, bro. But
it sounds like the John Goodman Thanksgiving cutaway from Family Guy is leading.
Oh, my God.
What are you eating today? I get all the turkey.
Oh, my God, man. But but you got through some stuff today, right? You were watching some stuff. What did you get to watch today?
So I finished the first season of Tokyo Vice, and then I guess season two came out. That's probably why I've been seeing it everywhere. I didn't realize season two had come out. I thought it was just still on season one. And they have two episodes out right now for that. So I guess I'm on that series now. Waiting for the third to drop whatever dates those are. But so I've been watching that. Right now I'm watching Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny currently. But yeah, that's kind of been it.
And then you watched the Godzilla film, right?
Oh, yes, I did watch the Godzilla film. I watched Godzilla, yeah, as Raul can tell you, as I DM'd him throughout the whole fucking time there.
And I was like, motherfucker, like, watch the movie.
I'm literally watching the movie. Like, this shit's hilarious. Like graphics, CGI back in the day was not where it's at. So we'll review that.
Tomorrow's going to be a fun one, huh?
Yeah. Review that on Monday.
Oh my God. But yeah. Meanwhile, I watched Dream Scenario today.
Ooh, Scenario a little today Nick was, Cage. A little Nick Cage in your life.
We'll record that review after tomorrow.
May you'll dream of him tonight.
Maybe I'll dream
just
of him.
Just standing there.
Yeah, just standing there.
Just standing there watching, not doing anything.
Yeah, hopefully not fucking choking me out. Yeah.
No. Tarantino hands. Also the Super Bowl is tomorrow, if anyone cares about that, which I don't.
With the two most unlikable teams of the NFL, right? You know.
Yeah, they're up there.
I watched that and I need to watch the screener because I promised somebody a review by tomorrow and I did not expect to get sick. So I'm gonna get to doing that after I'm done here. But just resting and continuing to hydrate and doing all that because what else am I supposed to do, right?
Stacey says CGI back when we see John set up the Matchbox cars in the miniature city.
Yeah.
Stacey, it's not even like, you know, we reviewed Godzilla in 1954.
Yep.
Let's be real here. That was ahead of its time. Godzilla 2000, I'm not sure what time they were in, but it was hilarious in any case.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to say there's a lot to be said for Godzilla 2000 Millennium.
Nothing great, probably. Like, if you like that movie, tune in and tell us how wrong we are. Because
yeah.
I'm going to say me and Roll are not going to hold punches back on that one.
Hey, man, at least with Final Wars, we can say it was entertaining.
Final Wars was goddamn, like, that was entertaining. And I can't figure out how that actually worked and fell together, but that was entertaining all around.
Yup. Can't say the same about this one.
No, I mean, there were entertaining aspects of it, which I don't think were supposed to be entertaining. but yeah, we'll get to that on Monday, so tune in Monday,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Oh my God, but we got that going on, but yeah, that's all I did today, man. I've been just trying to recover from this, and it's no, it's just not fun. It's not fun being sick.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Being sick, yeah. Also, yep. Hurting yourself kind of fucking sucks too.
Yeah. Brad getting this knee scraped was not fun.
And it wouldn't stop bleeding for like fucking hour. I had like it bandaged. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
So we'll probably have a scar on it or some shit.
Well, your dumbass decided to walk with the Crocs out, man.
Yeah, now. Yeah, I got in the house. And Brad's like, what happened? And she's like, we need to get you snowshoes. And I'm like, you know, hindsight's 20/20 there.
Yeah, huh. Need snowshoes, huh? Yeah.
Where was that fucking, huh? Yeah, fuck.
Was that when I was trying to fucking walk down the ice?
And you know, she has fucking snowshoes on. She has snowshoes. I don't have snowshoes, but she has snowshoes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you couldn't try to go take them out there?
And I'm just sitting there like, it's goddamn Arizona. What the fuck I need fucking snowshoes for? Like, I need it for one day.
Oh, man. Well, Brad, other than that, I mean, Brad, you see that they're bringing back the Phantom Menace for the 25th anniversary?
I saw something about the 25th anniversary. I didn't know they were bringing it back.
Will you be using your gift card for that?
Hell no. Hell no. I still remember. I saw that in theaters the first time. All I remember from that goddamn movie is my dad ate all my licorice. He literally ate all the licorice.
So it's safe to say the last time you watched this movie was for the Star Wars Reviewathon, right?
Yeah. I would say.
Fuck, man. What a... Yeah. Jesus, man.
I mean, I am glad that Hayden is getting his... Because it was never the issue with him. It was always the issue with George Lucas's goddamn writing and dialogue. But I'm glad Hayden's getting his flowers now for what he's bringing to, like, Ahsoka. So yep. Good on him. And Kenobi. So good on him for that. And people should be praising him and his performance.
Yep. Well, I'm happy for Hayden, man. I just like fucking Phantom Menace. I do not need to see that movie again. I'm good.
Gonna be nice. Hopefully they sell a Sarlacc popcorn bucket for me.
Damn straight, bro. Damn straight.
Also, we need to bring up before we go into this review, what the hell is up with that poem?
Oh, yeah. What's it called? You know, now that I think about it, like, I kind of feel bad. Like, people are kind of dogging on him for that. It's just like, your 55-year-old castmate writes this poem for you, and it's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't have let that be published, man.
Maybe you should have left it so open-ended and kind of vague for where it, like, you, like, like, what's he saying? Because all I sent Raul was a picture of the goddamn popcorn bucket. And yeah. I'm like, oh, you know what he means.
Look, the internet is ruthless, bro. And they will what's it called, attack anything they can find.
And I'm sure he was trying to be, like, you know, very complimentary and sweet and just kind of show his love to him as a castmate. But it really came out like, dude, like, it's almost to the point of a little bit, like, creepy.
I think what people are having the biggest thing with is, like, the last stanza, Brad.
Yes, that's it. Because the rest of it's, like, good. And then you get that last stanza, and you're like, what's he mean?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
But like, just exactly like, as somebody said, and somebody quote tweeted, it was like, I don't think we're supposed to be seeing this. It's like, yeah, I think we're not supposed to be seeing this.
But it was in a book.
Yeah, which I want to buy that book. But yeah, I don't know, book. Brad. I don't know, man. I read that and I was like,
I mean, Chalamet's in his 20s, but I'm like. Like, homie, you being groomed in your 20s? Like, what we... You need help?
I don't know, man. That was interesting.
I'm pretty sure Zendaya kick his ass if you asked her.
Yeah. Interesting thing, but I don't know, man. I was like, okay.
You can't be that vague, and I think you're right. I don't know if that should have been published in that book. Because I'm sure there's stuff in there that we don't know about where that's coming from, that's not from a creepy place.
Yeah, maybe it's like it's just an older man and having what's it called appreciation for such a young actor who he sees himself in and all that.
That's probably what that is.
Yeah, but the internet is ruthless and they're gonna make it seem like that's not exactly what that is.
Is that a booty hole? That's basically what that. That's basically how it came. Booty hole, like what?
Yeah,
what we doing now?
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's a it's
I do,
yeah,
I kind of feel bad.
But I know the longer I started thinking about this, I was like, I kind of feel bad, man. Like Josh Brolin's about to get so much shit from this. Like they're not even
and
done Brolin, with the press.
Brolin's an excellent actor, and you know, as far as I know, a good person. So I can't. Let's be real, like he doesn't deserve that.
Yep, he doesn't.
But when you leave it that vague and open-ended, prepare for the internet to do what the internet always does.
Yep. Apparently tomorrow we get our Deadpool 3 trailer. I don't know how true that is, but if it happens,
we did get the logo, and then we did get like part of the name of it on Feige's hat that we can't read.
Yeah, apparently like there's like a couple, like they said Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Friends. Deadpool and Wolverine are the possible titles.
Deadpool kills the X-Men, yada yada.
Hopefully, yeah. But
let's restart this bitch.
Look, man, I'm interested to see it. I don't know if I'm gonna be really excited for a Deadpool 3.
I mean, it's got Hugh Jackman in it, so
yeah.
And I have like the previous ones. I think the first one was better than the second, but as long as Negasonic Teenage Warhead is in there.
Yep. So good. Yep.
I actually have a Funko Pop for her.
Damn shame, for man.
For them. I think that's how they cast them in the second one.
Yeah. Oh, and then all this mess that's going on with the Coyote and Acme film.
Oh, yeah. You can buy it if you have $70 million to spare.
Yeah, you can buy it.
Which, if I had $70 million to spare,
I would save this movie, bro.
I would fucking buy that, and I would make a shit ton of money back because, like, it's a Looney Tune movie.
I don't know what's going on in fucking, what's it called? WB
Land.
Yeah. Well, David Zaslav's.
I'd make a deal. If I buy the Looney Tunes, you got to give me the Batgirl also. Yeah. You got to give me two for one.
Apparently, we're going to get a new teaser for Shogun tomorrow as well. Nice.
Because that's coming out soonish.
March, yeah. We're going to have episode 1 and 2 drop on the second, I think.
Deadpool saves the MCU, whatever works, says Stacy. But yeah, Shogun also great book if you have a chance. I read that one I think like in high school. So that was actually a really good book.
And last thing here before we actually get into the TED stuff, I don't know how I feel about this, but first of all, what's it called? I do love that we're getting season 3 of The Bear in June. I don't know how I feel about the fact that it's dropping all at once though.
How is it all? It's not a episodic?
Apparently, it's dropping all at once.
Were the other ones episodic? I can't remember.
No, it was episodic.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was all episodic.
No, no.
I mean, it's just simple. I can just look it up on fucking IMDb. It'll tell you the premiere dates. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, man. Like, you know, the more I watch some of these shows, the more it's like, hey, man, I'm glad that we stick to fucking episodic, man.
I mean, for most of the shows, it works well. I mean, that's how I'm feeling about this True Detective season 4. with this last episode because you really got that build up.
No, all of these seasons were dropped all at once. What the fuck? So why is this news discussing film?
See, I thought they were like I binged all those at one time.
Slow day at the office or what, guys? Like, yeah, why is this news?
That's on Tokyo Vice. That's that question's asked a lot.
Yeah.
Like, where am I reporting this?
Yeah, what the fuck is this news for, man? Well, whatever. Well, fine. Look, I'm glad it's coming in June 2024. Whereas, like, I watched the Moana 2 trailer. And I was like, wait, didn't they just fucking announce that like 9 months ago?
Wait, is the so the cartoon version or the live action?
No,
didn't they just cartoon. Like cast the live action one?
No, the cartoon. They're making an animated a sequel to the animated film.
Okay.
The live action has yet to move any ground yet.
So that's why The Rock's here now, but he won't be here long if he's got to go do voice acting for that.
Well, the thing is that the movie already has a trailer, Brad. So that must mean that this movie's ready to come out this year. It's ready to come out. They said that it's coming out this year.
Well, when was the first Moana? That was a while ago.
The point is that they announced this movie 9 months ago, Brad.
Oh.
So either they had this one already in the bag that they were working on, or some people got overworked like crazy.
Probably the second option, honestly.
Yeah.
Disney's VFX department. No freaking overtime. Never. Never. You never see it.
I still haven't watched the first Moana, though. I don't know. I never watched them.
I don't know. I never watched the first Moana. Stacy, is first Moana good? I figure Stacy would have watched it.
Hopefully, right? First Moana came out in 2016, Brad.
Yeah, see? Wow.
November 23rd, 2016. And then Moana 2 is set to come out when? Because I know they announced the fucking release date already. Moana 2? No, it just says 2024. Well, damn, Brad. I don't know, man. It says...
I don't care right now because corporate Rock gonna voice it?
Probably. I don't care. I never watched the first.
It doesn't matter the volcano you are.
Yep. It says here November 27, 2024. So yeah, they fucking got to work on this shit quick. All right. Well, nonetheless, Brad, let's go ahead and get into talking about this little nice little teddy bear.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this teddy bear. So, if you have not watched the Ted series, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the show, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning. It is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if his WWF was any indication.
Bring out the guitar.
All right, man. Let me go ahead and do this here. Ted, in 1993, it's 1993, and Ted the Bear's moment of fame has passed. He is living back home with his best friend, John Bennett, and his family. While Ted may be a lousy influence on John, he's a loyal pal who will go out on a limb for friendship. Created by Seth MacFarlane. And it stars Seth MacFarlane, Max Burkholder, Alana Ubach, Scott Grimes, Georgia Wingham, Ara Holiday, Liz Rickman, and a lot of other people. And looks like written by Paul Corrigan, Brad Walsh, Dana Gould, John Pollock, Julius Sharp, with some several different staff writers, including Seth MacFarlane. Staff writers, including Charlene de Guzman, Charlie Henkin, Hannah Murphy, and Matt Porter. As y'all can tell, guys, I still have kind of a stuffed nose. Fuck ton of producers, but music is done by Walter Murphy And it is cinematography is by Jeffrey C. My God. I don't fucking know, man. I'm sick. I don't know, man.
This man butchered every freaking name on the list except Seth MacFarlane.
But before we can get into my thoughts, Brad, what are your initial thoughts on season one of Ted?
I want to say again what you said in a previous episode of if you are a fan of the Ted movies, you'll be a fan of this show. And if you are not a fan of the Ted movies, just don't bother watching the show.
There it is.
So if you're a fan of the Ted movies, you will enjoy this show because it comes with the same humor. And to me, I think it's probably better than the movies because you have more to work with. You have seven episodes. Is this 30-minute episode? I think the 30-minute episodes.
Yeah.
So you have a lot more to work with. And then some of the jokes, they just hit. Especially to me, the last two episodes of the season. Episode 6 and 7, it is some of the funniest things I think Seth MacFarlane probably has ever done. I mean, just Ted being in church and saying he's Jesus. And the priest going, well, Jesus preached love and he spread love to everyone. And Ted just goes and pushes his chest and says, I love you. it's just humor. That's very down to earth and works really well. And I like how they have this family like built aspect around them, because in the movies you had Mark Wahlberg, and I don't remember like his family kind of being involved in that. It's been a while since I watched the first.
No, it was movies. Mostly him and Mila Kunis.
Yeah, so you didn't really have like the father, and like there's some parts the father who's kind of like, you know, the conservative Christian background, from Boston. And the mom, who is kind of like a wallflower, I would say, who kind of just, you know, she's a homemaker. She doesn't really, you know, she cooks and cleans, and that's what she likes to do, as she made perfectly clear. But I think this cast was done really well. You had the cousin who's out there, the hippie cousin, basically, who kind of just lives with them because her home life is shit at her parents. And it all works really well together, and you get that whole family aspect, and the jokes thrown around are really great.
Yeah. So like exactly like Brad said, if you do not like the Ted films, if you think they have some of the dumbest humor ever and that you don't like this humor, let me tell you, you're not going to like this series, because this series is exactly what a Ted show looks like. It's nowhere near as raunchy as the movies are.
No,
you know, nothing like that.
No, what I mean, they do kind of have prostitutes in one episode,
yeah,
but they're not doing anything,
like, but they're not going to places that they go inside the films, because the films go like, I'm not saying they're like the most dirty, right? But like the films go to certain parts where it's like,
I mean, you have drug use in this that's weed, but like in the Ted series, yeah, you had the cocaine, you had the whole Flash Gordon fucking scene.
Yeah. So you know, what's it called, the movies, I like this more than the movies, because I think to me MacFarlane always works best within series, because I think the movies, the Ted movies, are trying too hard. You're trying too hard to be like outlandishly funny,
because I'm telling you, because it's constrained to an hour 30 to 2 hour movie.
Yeah.
And so he has to just throw everything at the wall within that 2 hours. And, you know, the story isn't going to be all up in there. It's just going to be joke after joke after joke, which is basically, you know, like a Family Guy episode, pretty much. Yeah. And this, you get a little room to breathe, and you get a little bit more of the story, and you get a little bit more of that relationship between Ted and John Bennett.
Yeah. But What to me, what was the best here, because like, I'll tell you this, like, what's it called? I don't think I like it. I just think I tolerate Ted One. I think there's parts of it that's funny, but I'm like, nowhere in that movie do I ever feel like I really care much about the chemistry between, what's it called, Mark Wahlberg and fucking Ted. Whereas here, I love Ted's chemistry with every single person in this house. I love it with his with the dad. I love it with the what's it called with the niece. What's it called with the mom and with fucking John.
I mean, the episode, and there is some very actually smart humor in this.
Yeah.
Where the one where they're trying to rent a porno and they ask their cousin to go rent them a porno or what they say is an adult movie. And she comes back with the 400 blows and they're like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yep.
I'm just really depressed. I'm not even horny anymore. And she's like, well, that's for an adult movie. That's what you get. Like there's scenes like that. And then the Halloween episode, which I absolutely love.
I love the Halloween
episode. Where she fucking to get Ted to do what she wants. She like basically scares the shit out of him. And then he does that at the very end. And, but the best part of that episode is when they're on the roof throwing, or when John is on the roof throwing eggs and hits Ted and he's like, oh my God, is this what we've been doing? It's very much the Family Guy humor in some parts of this that come out.
Yeah. But it works for this, honestly. And I, and honestly, bro, if it wasn't for the clips going on, like, TikTok and everything,
I don't think it would have got.
I don't think I ever would have watched the show.
No, I don't think many people would have if you didn't have those uploads on TikTok and on YouTube Shorts, because yeah. That's where I was seeing them. And there was some. I'm just like, this is fucking funny.
Like, but it's and there's like moments that are just so fucking stupid, bro. But it's like it makes me laugh. Like when they smoke weed for the first time and they come out to the fucking and the low
ride and go down the stairs.
Oh my God. Or the mom saying, like, what are you, Lawrence of Arabia?
The Ewok. And then the joke just keeps going where everybody's asking him if he's Lawrence of Arabia.
It's like, yeah, that's what I am.
Yeah sure.
Yep. But I think my favorite episode is the what's it called? Is either the Halloween episode or the Jesus episode. Cause just that, like, I love you. Like, just
it made She's me. Like, I'm Jesus. Like, it's just like the sacrilege is like. Look, like, I wasn't born to anyone. Like, I just came alive. Oh, and then the fucking truck that comes alive.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That fucking truck, Brad. That fucking truck.
That whole episode. Episode 6 and 7 are the highlights to me on this. They're just, yeah. Like, so episodes 1 through 5, I found really funny. But I wasn't, like, laughing the whole way through. There just were, like, funny parts in it. I found myself just laughing completely at episode 6 and 7. I feel like McFarlane really found his routine and what he was wanted to go for in those last two episodes. Cause I was laughing throughout the whole goddamn thing.
Yep. That fucking truck though. God damn it, Brad.
Man, that racer fucking truck. But then you get to see how like the dad is in a complete asshole.
No.
He's just from Boston and he's old.
Yep. I just the way he fucking trips him down the stairs too, just it's like, you're ready to get rid of me, aren't you? And he's like, well, it's because I like the company of man. Oh my God, bro, what a fucking show, man.
Oh God, the you know, it's not gonna be on probably my top list of television. No, it's probably series, not going to be. But it is humorous. That's what it's meant to be.
When the whole episode revolving around the dad of the bully. And when they just...
The sailor suit in the diet. There are moments in this that are just... They're kind of ridiculous. And, you know, it's great. Yeah. Honestly.
It's really fucking ridiculous. But it's fun. It's so funny. Because it's like... It's what's it called? It's what Seth MacFarlane's been doing for a while now. It's a shtick. And... You know, to some people, it's like it works or it doesn't. And I think a lot of fans of Family Guy, they've been like, oh, we've seen how Family Guy is turned out. Family Guy,
American Dad, let's be real, they're all along the same lines of the same humor. And Ted's no different. And so if you enjoy those, you'll enjoy this. And I did. Yeah. Like, there was some parts of this, probably some of the funniest stuff put on TV.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that whole Jesus one, it was just...
Whoo, just in church, just freaking right at the preacher.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then the principal scenes where Ted... I was dying laughing when Ted was like, look, do this for us, and I will ask a question at the drug assembly. I will ask a question. And the principal was like, you do what? And John Bannon was like, no, don't do that, Ted. Your reputation would be ruined. No one ever asks questions.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't know if the younger generation knows, but that DARE was a thing. Like a big thing when I was growing up, and they would have those assemblies, and they'd have the police come in and tell you like drugs are bad and yada yada. And I feel like those just ended up having kids go towards drugs more at the end of the day. But if you knew, like, no one asked any shit in that because we were all forced to go to those.
Yep. No, I feel like most of assemblies, like, nobody ever fucking asked anything because they're
because they want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Like, even as a little kid, you're like, dude, I just want to go to the playground and eat lunch. What the fuck are you telling me about cocaine and weed? I'm like eight.
I hope it gets...
And then you go and make me sell wrapping paper. You sons of bitches.
Yeah, man. It's like, fuck it. I'd rather go try coke. Oh, my God. It's like this assemblies make me want to try heroin.
Yeah, like just to get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God. Fantastic show. I had fun with it. I binged it all in one fucking day, has to tell you something.
I was very surprised at it because I'm like I liked the first two Ted movies, but I didn't know how he was gonna come about and kinda, you know, especially being like, this is from when John Bennett was young. And we see Ted when he was younger. And it's like, I don't know how they're going to fucking pull this off. But they did. And they made it better than the movies. So, and like you said, they call this a short series. But this is getting like
three or four or five seasons.
This is getting more than one season.
I refuse to believe this is not going to get a second season.
Because there's going to be Ted's in Target being sold. They're going to be everywhere. You can push them. They say, I love you. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I would hope that this gets another season, man.
There's gonna be a Funko Pop. There's gonna be T-shirts.
Yep.
The like Ted Funko, Jesus, or Lawrence Arabia.
Yeah, the Ted Funko, man. It's gotta sell.
It's gotta sell. Yeah. I have the beer opener from the movie. Do you remember that? I have the DVD box somewhere. It's right over there. But I think it was Ted 2. I can't remember if it was Ted or Ted 2, but I think it was Ted 2. And it came with like the Blu-ray DVD, the DVD, and then on top it had a Ted talking bottle opener. So when you opened a bottle, it would say something.
Fuck you, Thunder. You get something right there.
Thunder buddies for life.
was it fucking Patrick Stewart who was narrating this show too?
I think so. But they had Patrick Stewart's been an American Dad. Yeah, he's like the boss.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's I get it. You know what? Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I mean, if you have Patrick Stewart, you pull him.
He was the fucking narrator for the other movies too.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Stacey, Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen.
But I thought Patrick Stewart did.
No, but for the Patrick movies. Stewart. Patrick Stewart was the narrator. Excuse me.
No, they are listing Ian McKellen as the narrator for the show.
What?
I don't know about for the movies, but for the show, it was Ian McKellen.
What? That's crazy.
You went with Magneto? Another English actor, but not Patrick Stewart.
Damn. So they couldn't get back Patrick Stewart for this one? That's crazy. Well, man, like I said, I like the show. I don't think it's like the greatest thing of television so far. It is my favorite show right now because I've only seen two series so far. It's
fucking funny.
Yeah.
I give them that.
Out of 2024, I've only seen two shows, so this is what is number one right now. But
what was the other show?
Echo.
Ah.
I like this a lot more than Echo.
Indeed.
Yeah. But I think it's funny. I just literally, guys. If you guys are looking for something, it's just if you don't like the Ted movies, you're not gonna like this.
No,
it's very simple. It's as simple as that.
The Family Guy humor, American Dad humor, you're also not gonna like this.
Yeah, you're not gonna like this. I give Ted. I'm gonna give Ted like about 7.5 out of 10. I like this show. I hope it gets a second season. I hope we get more of this because I think it's funny. It's stupid, and I hope that we just get more of it. Brad, what's your final verdict?
I'm giving Ted an 8 out of 10. Talking bears that talk shit and help you make your way through life. That's what it's all about.
I want to know what this Max Burkholder guy's been in, man.
He was in Parenthood, it says.
It's a fucking daddy daycare? That's funny.
I mean, he was born in 1997. He ain't that old.
Yeah. Fucking, what's it called? Invincible. Family Guy. An American Dad, yeah. Okay.
He was the voice for Chomper in the Land Before Time.
Yeah. The Orville.
The television series, apparently.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that concludes that, guys. And I hope you all enjoyed that. But that's been our review of Ted Season 1. So I just thank you all so much for joining us. You can catch up with us on nerdcore.com, Twitter at the nerdcore underscore, Instagram and Threads at the nerdcore, TikTok the nerdcore. And, of course, our Discord link is in the description below. As always, you can also join our Patreon by checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. As always, we want to also let you guys know that please subscribe to the channel, leave a like on the video, and click the notification bell when you're done subscribing. All that helps us out a lot. And on the other side of things, make sure you leave a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice, and you are following us on your favorite podcast app of choice as well. For now, that's all we got for this weekend for live shows. Tomorrow, we're just going to sit back and, I guess watch the game or whatever. What else we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that. Yeah. I'll be doing something.
We're doing something. No True Detective tomorrow.
No True Detective because we got that yesterday. So go check out that episode if you've been watching the series.
Yeah. But for now, that's all we got for you guys, man. Maybe see if Luis wants to play something. I don't know. I've been so sick. I haven't
even. Haven't asked because you've been sick, so I didn't want to put that on you.
Yeah. Well, with that said, y'all, of course, just look up at the sky, say fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick. Brad, send him out.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacey for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I think me and Raul should say this in tandem. Fuck you, Thunder.
Fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick.
You can suck my dick. Young Yoda. No,
we can't do it.